Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Barbarian Alien by Ruby Dixon. Narrated by Holly Jackson and Mason Lloyd. Part 1. Liz. Kira and I watch as Megan and Georgie run their fingers along the panel of the alien ship's hull, trying to figure out how to pry it open and get out the girls enclosed inside. There are 6 capsules, and each one has another captive girl. Each girl inside has no idea of where she is or how she got here. I can't decide if they're the lucky ones or the unlucky ones, I tell Kira.
Lucky, she says, her soft voice flat.
Her gaze is fixed to the blinking lights and the dark wall of the hull.
They don't know what we've gone through for the last few weeks.
I grunt a maybe sort of agreement. I don't know that I agree with Kira, but she can be a real Debbie Downer at times. The last few weeks haven't exactly been a party for the rest of us, but maybe it's better to know everything than to be blind to it. My guess. Kira and I are watching the others work because we're too weak to actually help. Of the 6 of us, Georgie is the strongest still. She's been with the alien guy, so she's been getting 3 squares a day in warm clothing. The rest of us have been stuck in the hull, and Megan is doing the best out of our small group. I'm weak and lethargic, and my toes hurt like mad. Josie has a leg that looks like it's broken in 2 spots, and no one knows how to fix it. Kira's ankle is swollen, and she's super weak. Tiffany is possibly dying, since we can't wake her up out of the deep sleep she's in. She roused for a bit of broth and then fell unconscious again. We don't need a warning from the aliens that this planet is killing us. Big duh there.
It's opening.